This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy Tuesday. We're a little thankful on our Tuesday. Every single day here on the Brett Mega Show, someone new will read a Thanksgiving thank you letter to someone. We could have written it for good news. Hannah, what's coming up in the good news?
So I never thought I would be so jealous of Oklahoma, but here I am. I will tell you why Oklahoma is so awesome next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I might be wanting to move to the town of Chickasha, Oklahoma, because they are doing something so awesome and wholesome for the holiday season. And us on the Brett Mega Show, we might all want to consider moving there because they are having all of those people who have unpaid traffic tickets, like all of us do, thanks to Kevin, and unpaid library books. To be voided out of those costs, they are offering people to donate food, and that will like cancel out the cost of the unpaid traffic tickets and library books for them to donate food to those in need.
And that's funny. That's awesome. Because people do get random like probably traffic tickets, and a way to like give people an opportunity to give some food for those who are in need, especially during this Thanksgiving season. Really cool, good news story. And everyone's moving to Oklahoma.
Yes.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. It is Wicked Week. The biggest movie hitting theaters everywhere is Wicked for Good. And let's ask you the question that everyone wants to know in Wicked.
Popular. I know I'm a popular.
Do you want to be popular? Be honest with this question. Do you want to be popular, Hannah?
So I don't think I'm really a popular person because I'm always super late when it comes to anything trendy. I'm like an old lady. So I don't think I need to be the first one to do everything. That's just not me.
So you don't care? Okay.
You know, it's funny. This was a conversation I can remember having with my kids and my friends even in high school. And it was like, I don't necessarily think we were popular, but we could go anywhere we wanted to. We belonged in every group. So it's weird to think there's a negative connotation to being popular.
Yeah, for some reason, like I think it's because of the movies, the popular kids have gotten like labeled like as like the jerks or something like that, mean girl style. But like, yeah, like being well-liked throughout the school or well-liked within a setting isn't necessarily a negative thing.
Is that being popular?
Yeah, I
don't
think
know.
That's considered being popular.
Yeah, so
like you're one of the cool kids. AB was voted the coolest person on the show, so how about you?
Well, surprisingly, I was voted the coolest person on the show, but like growing up in school, in high school, college, like all that stuff, I was never part of like, there's always that core popular group that everybody knows about. That was never me. I was never into like the quote unquote cool things. Like I was on the dance team, which I guess was cool, but I was on the AV, I was in the AV club.
That's
like
cool.
Wearing headphones and doing video stuff and all this kind of stuff. And I was very happy not being popular.
So here's the thing. I will say that I don't necessarily care, but I'm a people pleaser. And I also agree with Kevin that for some reason it has this negative connotation. But popular usually means well-liked. And if you're doing something to be well-liked and get along with lots of people and you have lots of friends, there's usually a reason. So I'll take it. Yeah, I think certainly we would all rather be popular and not have to experience the opposite side of it, usually, which means like sometimes a bullying or not having someone to sit with at the lunch table. We all want to have like a million friends and be able to, you know, be loved. And so the truthful answer is, yeah, I wish I was a little bit more popular. And I said more.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Before we hook you up with those tickets, let's tell you what's trending here on the Brett Maga Show. We keep it moving through headlines. I read a headline, and then Hannah tells me which ones she needs details on and which ones we can just keep it moving on over the course of the next 2 minutes. Seven relationship types that just work, according to a psychologist.
Ooh, okay. What are they?
See if you are one of them. The practical and the inspired. This is familiar to the like, dynamic business guy, artistic wife that kind of runs it. Intellectual and emotional. This woman says, my husband is so smart. I just can't understand where or even what he's talking about. But like, I'm an emotionally connected person, like kind of like those polar opposites. The lover and the loved. This is in very few cases where partners love one another equally.
That's hard to find.
Huh. Yeah, like equal, like big passionate lovers or just like mild. The best friend couple, that they're best friends. The power couple. The rescuer and the rescued, or the passionate couple. You think you fit in any of those categories, Hannah?
I would say the best friend is really good one, and hopefully the lover one where you like each other the same.
Like each other the same. Kevin, which one did you feel like you fit in?
The one where my wife doesn't talk to me. I don't think that's one of those.
Oh,
that's
right there. I forgot to read about that one.
Yeah.
And maybe you and your mystery man, you fit in any of those?
No? Hopefully all of them.
All of them.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Yeah. Big hopes. Very dynamic.
Yeah, that's why she's the single one. How many faces can you recognize?
Not enough. I'm really bad at this. Keep it moving.
It's like thousands, by the way. Triple A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Jack's almost 82 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's... insane. I'll be staying off the roads.
On your phone too much, try this phone case.
What does it do?
It's
Lock
a 6-pound phone case. It's so heavy that you like can't use it for long. Like you hold it up,
wow.
Texting.
I
it's
love
like,
that.
You're so annoying. You're like, all right, I'm gonna text.
I'm surprised I haven't seen those at the gym.
They're like, just so they can work out while they're texting. I'm always working out, bro. Yeah.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Emily, how goes it?
It goes good.
All right, Emily. Are you feeling good about beating Hannah, though, is the real, real question.
I am. I feel good.
All right. Ooh. Hannah, Emily's feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Hannah's going to leave the room. It'll be a pop culture showdown. When Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear questions, answers, or any of the hints that Kevin gives, because it's always Kevin, Emily.
Okay.
If in doubt, just smooze Kevin, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right, it's
Kevin.
Wicked Week. So let's start there for the first question. Let's go old school, though. Where is Dorothy from?
Oh.
It is literally one of the most popular lines in any movie ever, Emily.
Kansas?
Yes. Yeah. Senator, I don't think we're in Kansas City anymore. Toto. Yes. Okay, there we go. Ariana Grande was protected on the red carpet by her Wicked co-star. Who did that?
Stalker?
No, but okay.
That's who went after her. Who protected her?
Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll count it. This controversial Dancing with the Stars winner said he's returning the Mirror Ball trophy after Tom Bergeron dissed him.
I can't remember.
That's okay. This was just announced that Sony has a movie in the works about this popular collectible vinyl toy monster. What toy am I talking about?
Ooh, Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin? There you go. Smooze him.
Thanks for phoning me. I believe they're talking about Labubus.
Yeah. If it's a toy question, you go with Kevin. He loves it.
Thank you.
Big Labubu guy over here. This popular Christmas song just charted earlier than ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, All I Want for Christmas. Who is it sang by?
Mariah Carey.
4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Hey, you lacked confidence, Emily, but you got a 4 out of 5. You did great. Thanks. All right, we'll see how Hannah does.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio to play Hannah's homeschool here on the Brett Magus Show. Emily, how you feeling?
Feeling good. Got a 4 out of 5.
She got a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Impressive.
Emily seemed to doubt every question that she answered, but then got them correct. She did really good. 4 out of 5. Not a bad score. Ty has to go towards Hannah, though, Emily, because it is Hannah's school. I'm going to ask you the same 5 pop culture questions that Emily sort of kind of answered, okay?
Okay.
Since it's Wicked Week, where is Dorothy from?
She's from...
Are you
Kansas?
Yes, okay. Kansas.
I was going to say Oklahoma, but that didn't feel right. She's from Kansas.
Okay. Ariana Grande was protected on the red carpet by her Wicked co-star. Which co-star protected her?
Cynthia Erivo.
That is correct. This controversial Dancing with the Stars winner said he's returning the Mirror Ball
Bobby Bones!
Returning the Mirror Ball Trophy after Tom Bergeron dissed them. It is Bobby Bones, another radio host. Just announced that Sony has a movie in the works about this popular collectible toy monster. Just announced.
Labubu.
Yep, Kevin Big Labubu guy. This popular Christmas song is charted earlier than ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. All I Want for Christmas is by who?
Mariah Carey.
5 for 5 from Hannah.
Oh, good job, man. Emily.
She didn't miss, Emily. She was tough today.
I was quick, too.
And quick. All the compliments to Hannah. But, Emily, you got to say this is Emily and I Got Schooled by Hannah.
This is Emily and I Got Schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Only 17% of women will do this in front of their partner.
I only think that 17% of women will, I think, like, fully get ready in front of their partner.
Only, like, all, like, completely glammed up?
Yes.
All right. Kevin?
Go to the bathroom in front of them.
Door open?
Yep.
Household?
See, I feel like this is such a small percentage, 17%. And I forgot what my answer was.
We're just hearing it for the first time.
No, but I had a good one. Oh, no.
That's okay.
It might be gone, guys.
It might be gone. We've all been there before.
Yeah.
Only 17% of women will do this in front of their partner. 855.
Oh, I know it. We'll finish their meal.
No, I was wrong.
Okay.
We needed all that, but that's what you gave us? All right,
you know, some people are weird.
All right, see if you can figure it out. Only 17% of women will do this in front of their partner. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. See if you can figure it out and have a better guess than A&B, who's almost had it there, guys, and then came back with nothing.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone can figure out this mega mind that stumped everyone here on the Brett Mega Show. Only 17% of women will do this in front of their partner. What is it?
All right. Lots of lovely texts coming in. Lots of things.
It is probably, that's the world you should be in, though.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a good thing that we're having gross text messages.
Lots of interesting ones.
All right. Give me some of the gross stuff.
Fart, poop, shave, wash their hair, blow their nose.
So you said fart, poop, what else?
Shave.
No.
Wash your hair.
No.
Blow your nose.
No. Another one. One of those bodily functions.
Why can't I think of
puke?
Pee?
Burp. Only 17% of women will burp in front of their partner.
I don't burp.
Heather got that on the text line.
Oh,
what?
I
don't.
You don't burp? What do you mean?
No, I get weird throat gurgles that could be said to be more annoying.
Oh, yeah, that sounds grosser, actually. we're 60 minutes commercial free. I'm kind of nervous about the next thing we're going to do. Let me tell you why in 3 minutes. I'm kind of nervous for this next thing we're about to do on the show because it feels like we're going to invite you to our birthday party and we don't know if anyone's going to show up or not. To be honest, that's what it feels like. Here on the Brett Mega Show, this is a phrase or a saying we say a lot. We consider you like friends or family. The people who listen to our show, we share our lives with you. We hope you share our lives, your life back. And we are going to make a Christmas card and send it to our friends and family like people do for the holidays. But we don't know who to send it to because we need your phone number. We need to send out our Christmas card. Does anyone want this thing? 855-444-MEGA. Anyone want a Christmas card from the Brett Mega Show? We will send it to you. You got to give us a call right now at 855-444-6342. It is nerve-wracking because I think there's a good chance no one could call.
1 year we only gave one to our boss. Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the time people are probably feel that way. Like, I don't, like, you guys are cool on the radio and everything, but I don't need a Christmas card from you guys.
It's just going to our mom.
Right. Yeah,
our
right.
Siblings.
Exactly, yeah.
But we are going to make a Christmas card. Was it your idea a couple years ago, AB? We did this.
I think it was, yeah.
We had sent it, and then I don't think we sent it out last year. Did we not send out a Christmas card?
I don't think we did.
I don't think anyone wanted it.
No, they didn't. You know, we got to start adding prizes to it.
Yeah, that's why. Our Christmas card comes with a chance to win a beach vacation to the Bahamas. So we didn't send it out last year, and now we're back sending this out. A couple of reasons I love the Christmas card idea is I do think that this time of the year, when you get those Christmas cards, it just reconnects you to those people. You see, like, your cousins or your aunts or uncles, you open it up, and it brings you joy, and that's what the holidays should all be about. And so we want you to open up your card and be like, hey, like, these are my people. Mm-hmm. You to put it up on your refrigerator. And just so you know, this can be a Christmas card exchange too. So if you want to send us one back, we will take it, put it up in the studio.
Yeah.
Put it, like, where do you guys mm-hmm. put them up in your house when you guys get them? We have like a big old this area where we put them up every single time.
We have this ledge above our pantry in the
Is
kitchen.
Is there a pantry?
And they just get taped up there.
Yeah, we have this huge mm-hmm. thing you tape it on. And for some reason, it's just part of the Christmas display. Yep.
Yeah, it really is. One of my favorite parts of seeing Christmas cards is seeing like how much older like kids get and things like that. Hopefully people don't look at our Christmas cards and see how much older we get every year.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin.
Right.
Just throw Kevin under the bus.
No, yeah. Not yeah. even every year
I'm going to be dressed
10.
As Santa again this year.
Yeah.
That beard is real.
Yeah, guys, I'll have a beard this year. So if you want the bearded Christmas
card, yeah.
Now no one's calling. Everyone's like, we're good. 855-444- Mega. We'll see if anyone wants our Christmas card. We'll do a Christmas card exchange live on the radio. 855-444-MEGA. Guys, this is breaking news. People actually like us.
Hey, yeah, what a shock.
I am honestly 100% in shock that anyone called. Not only did anyone call, we have like 10 phone lines in the studio. We are trying to be as transparent as possible. All the phone lines are full, and people keep calling and getting busy. Send those as soon as someone drops, we get their email or their address, and all of a sudden, another person calls in. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for listening to the show, being part of the show. What we've asked people to do is call in if they want our Christmas card, because that's what you do. You exchange Christmas mm-hmm. cards who are your friends and family. Like, that's how you
right.
stay up to date in the holidays. And I'll be honest, usually for the Christmas card, the mailing list, especially if you're busy, it gets tighter and tighter each yeah. year. So the fact that you want to be on our mailing list and we want to be part of each other's means the world to us. Nicole, you want our Christmas card?
I do. I think I'd like that.
Yay.
Oh, thanks.
Nicole, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much for listening to the show and actually wanting to see our faces up on, on the mantle, you know?
Oh, they'll be in my kitchen. They'll be there for everyone to see.
Lovely.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Big presentation.
Yes. Let everyone know I grew out a beard. Samantha, you want our Christmas card?
Yes, I do. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Samantha, thank you so much for listening and being part of our mornings every single day.
Of course.
All right, hold on. We'll get your information. Alicia, same thing. You want a Christmas card, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you so much. Hold on. Megan, is this right? You want one of our Christmas cards?
No, everybody. I'm so excited to get a Brett Mega Christmas card.
Yay!
Megan, we are so excited to give it to you. Do you think that Kevin should be Santa?
Oh, my goodness. I would pay good money to see that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hold on.
We're going to get it. Funds are low.
Lisa, you want a Christmas card?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I love you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
We love you. Sometimes when you do this show, AB says this all the time, Lisa, you don't know if anyone's listening. You don't even think anyone's listening.
Oh, I listen to you religiously every morning.
Wow.
Wow. That's great.
That just means the world to us. We have Sherry, Dustin, Dawn, Heather, all of you guys stay on hold. We're going to get your addresses. We'll exchange Christmas cards because that's what the holidays are all about.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Saturday Night Live announced like their last shows of the year, and the biggest one, which is their Christmas one, the last show of the year that's going to air on December 20th, they chose not the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, but instead the Queen of Wicked, Ariana Grande. They chose her to host. And Cher is going to be the musical guest on there as well. And it's going to be Ariana's third time hosting, which I think is crazy. But what's probably even crazier is Cher, the musical guest on that episode. This will be her first time back on the SNL stage since 1987.
Wow, that's crazy for Cher.
I know.
Ariana Grande couldn't be a better choice.
Yeah,
the viral skits that she's had on SNL, she's funny. She's hot, obviously, with Wicked right now. Couldn't be a bigger and better host, I think, than Ariana Grande.
Do you think that the timing, like, makes sense, though? I thought they would have had her closer to the Wicked premiere that's going to be this week.
I mean, I do think there's a lot of press that is happening with Wicked, and so they're doing a lot of press rounds. Not sure Wicked for Good needs it, but I also think that it is another time that people go to the movies. So those people who have not seen it at their first run then get time for their family for Christmas, and there's another big run for Wicked.
True.
I do think there's a good opportunity.
It's weird she's not doing double duty, you know, that they brought in Cher, because Ariana could host and sing.
True. Yeah, I think she's done that before, and they always say, like, when you do that, it's heavy lifting. Like, it's really, really hard, so she's, like, kind of been there, done that, and so I think it's kind of cool that Sherry has, you know, what we have with her.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Yesterday I said this is one of the most important things that we do on the Brett Mega Show, and I really do mean that. We do a lot of things that hopefully you understand gives back to the community. We hand deliver Valentine's to those who are in need of a connection of love, who are living in senior citizen facilities. We hand out pumpkins to people. One of the, I think, goals of the show is to share our lives and to share love and gratitude. It is a goal of ours. And this is one of those ones where we have to do the heavy lifting. Like, the kids who make the Valentine's, they make them, and then we just go and deliver them to the senior citizens. You know, we hand-deliver pumpkins, but it's your stories that matter. But this is one of the ones where you kind of feel like you're putting yourself out there. We write thank you letters to people, and it's a great lesson. I try to teach my kids this all the time. Saying thank you isn't just about, like, just repeating the words. It's actually the feeling that you have. It's the feeling gratitude. And so to put it out there isn't the easiest thing to do. And so AB just said, I'm just so over talking. I'm so over putting myself out there, because you had to do that, let your maid of honor, your maid of honor, let your brides know, these two sisters in your life, how much they meant to you.
Yeah.
And now you're about to do it again with your thank you letter to let people know. And we challenge you to do this, because putting yourself out there and letting them know, it goes a long way. It really does. AB, I actually received one last year. AB wrote one to me last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget it. It means so much to me. It's going to mean so much to the people in your life. So AB, who did you write yours to this year?
I decided to write my letter to my core group of college friends.
Okay.
A few days ago, my best friend Elizabeth got married, and somehow in the middle of all the chaos and celebration, one of the best parts for me was that it brought my college friends and I back together. I've seen each of these friends in pairs or visited them one-on-one, but this was the first time the four of us have all been together in 3 years. But the second we were in the same room, it felt like absolutely nothing had changed. It was like I was stepping right back into a version of myself that only exists when we're together. Where every little thing is the funniest thing we've ever heard, and memories I haven't thought about in years come flooding back. College was a blessing and a curse. When I left for college, some part of me always felt a little homesick for my parents and sisters back home. But it wasn't long until I would come home from winter break or summer break or long weekends, and I would find myself homesick for my friends at school. No matter where I am now, a little piece of my heart is always somewhere else. The four of us couldn't be more different from one another. Abby's in New York working in the financial district. Carly's in Colorado working with kids doing occupational therapy. Kristen's a stay-at-home mom flipping houses and raising her two kids. And I'm here working in radio. But I think our friendship works so well because we are so different. There was never any competition. It was always support, always encouragement, always cheering each other on in completely different directions. And everyone is happy and thriving where they are meant to be. There are very few people in my life that I can hang out with and leave feeling more energized than before, and the night of the wedding was the first time in maybe years I've stayed up talking with a friend past 3 a.m. There's always more to say, more stories to share, and pictures to look back on. Every time we're all together, I walk away feeling like a new person, like someone flipped a switch back on inside me. I forget how rare it is to have those kinds of people in your life. Carly, Abby, and Kristen, thank you for being my people, the ones who always bring me back to myself. I love you more than you know.
Aww.
It's beautiful. I think we all have those people in our lives. Like, I always describe, like, true friendship are those friendships that you almost don't even need to work on.
Right.
Like, yeah. They're just there as soon as you make it. Like, you can go long periods of time without talking to them, and then you call them. And they're already out the door. Like, oh, they must need something. I'm on my way. Like mm-hmm. There's no catch-up period needed, because that's the true definition of friendship is I'm willing to take the shirt off my back and you don't even have to. And when you get into a room, it just, that rush of feelings or emotions just instantly brings you back. And we all have those friends where, like, life just takes you in different directions, but you'll always somehow be like steered back together.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
I saw this friendship happen this weekend when you guys were all together. I got to see it, and you literally, like, the vibes that were coming off you guys were just pure love. You guys were, like, super physical with each other, like, you know, hugging each other, touching each other's hands, and you can tell, like, you guys physically missed each other. You emotionally missed each other. It was really, really special.
It was funny watching my dad watch us too, because he, like, wouldn't really be on the dance floor, but he'd be sitting at the table just, like, watching me and my friends and, like, smiling.
I think as a parent, that goes to show you, no matter where life takes you, that you're going to be okay. Like,
yes.
That's like you said in the letter, mm-hmm. like in the college, like you let your, it sounds so cliche, like the bird out the nest, you know, yep. as a dad. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm nervous about that. But you found your group of people. And although you're scattered all over the world, you're just like, I know my daughter's going to be okay because she has a group of people that love her. And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, you're up next.
I am.
How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. You guys have left it, hard to follow.
Yeah.
But I'll do my best to say thank you to someone I love.
All week long, we're spreading thankfulness and gratitude to people in our lives. We challenge you to do the same, because we are thankful that you allow us an opportunity to do this every single day, is have a show that connects with so many different people. So we're thankful for you. The Brett Manger Show is all about balance. AB just got done pouring her heart out into a letter, being thankful and showing gratitude to her group of college friends. And let's be silly now for a second. We'll go from thankfulness and real pouring our hearts out to be absolutely ridiculous. We're going to play a game called Name 5 in 10 seconds.
Oh,
I will give
boy.
You a category. You will have to name 5 of those things in 10 seconds. These are 5, should be seemingly easy things, but when the shot clock starts, We went 0 for 3 last time. Yeah, do you guys remember that?
Yeah. I was so close, and then I almost cussed, so I had to cut myself off.
Hannah was out the gate like 4 out of 5 within 2 seconds, and then all of a sudden you just start hearing that clock go, and it's a lot harder for you to do it. And so we're going to play the same game. Name 5 in 10 seconds. You can try to do it if you're playing in your car. See if you can actually accomplish it. And I think it's only fair that we give AB a second to calm down after writing the letter and take a deep breath because she just got done pouring her heart out there. She's probably still shaking. Are you still
Brain is never going to reset. Let's be real.
Okay, let's start with AB. Good call.
Oh, awesome.
All right, AB, you're up first. Name 5 in 10 seconds. I will give you your category and then start the clock. This is a category that should be in your wheelhouse. 5 fast food chains.
McDonald's, Arby's, Freddy's, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, Jimmy John's, Firehouse Subs, Papa John's, Pizza Hut.
Don't flex.
Nine!
That was 9!
Nice. Dang it!
Wow, you rock.
You gave her fast food and she's good.
All you had to do was name 5.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I had to name 10. No, I did it.
I thought you were saying, dang, like, that's my, I did it.
But you did it.
I told you guys my brain wasn't working, but
clearly,
there you go.
She can't count.
Take the dub and go.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, I will give you your category, and then you will go. Everyone's all nervous.
All right.
Name 5 apps people use every day.
TikTok, Maps,
All right.
Instagram, Life 360.
Ooh,
okay. One more.
The one that gets you into the stuff here at Odyssey.
One login.
Yeah, one login. No.
What happened to Facebook, Kev?
Yeah, you could have stayed in social media. Could have done games, Kevin, of some sort.
Man.
Such a dad.
Yeah.
He had to put the maps in. Live 360. That was great.
That was good. Okay. So AB has gotten it. Kevin has it. Hannah, this is your game, girl. You ready?
No.
I'll give you your category, and then I'll start the clock.
It's the clock sound I hate.
Yeah, it is.
It does. It's intense. Yeah. Name 5 TV shows that are current.
Oh, no. Okay. The Bachelorette, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The Bear, and...
One more?
I want to say The O.C.
The O.C.
That was the only thing that can come to my brain.
Your boy, Adam Brody, just is on her brain.
Yeah, what?
Nobody wants this. This probably was on her mind, and then it just led to this.
No, I promise you, the only thing on my mind was 2000, early 2000
shows. Don't give her that much credit.
Exactly. I should have said Grey's Anatomy. Damn.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I was going to get to that. Grey's Anatomy is still on.
I was trying not to say my old shows because I only watch old shows.
Yes.
What about the news? Local news. Could have said that.
I think you would have gotten beefed on that one. But guys, AB is the only one who got it.
We all need to, the show needs to be done today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.